Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelsang. Our guest today, Jackson Mann, is CEO of Vibes, the high-fidelity earplugs company that was recently featured on the TV program Shark Tank, pitching his specialty earplugs for live music, entertainment, and concert goers to five sharks. Is an amazing experience. And you might say Jackson Mann wanted the sharks to hear him out.
Since airing, it has been a pretty wild ride. All good things, but you know, that was an obvious good way to get the word out about our product and our story. And so it's been a busy time since then, with orders and people writing in, and a lot's been happening since, but all good things.
That, of course, is our guest today, Jackson Mann, CEO of Vibes, who will share his insights from his Shark Tank experience and other entrepreneurial stories along the way. So please join me in welcoming to the Not Old Better Show, Jackson Mann.
Well, Jackson Mann, what a pleasure it is to talk to you. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
And first of all, congratulations on your appearance on Shark Tank. I thought you did great. I loved the McNasty brass band you brought along. That was brilliant, I thought. So update us a little bit since first appearing on Shark Tank. It aired, I think, in January. You probably taped it before that, but where are you today?
Correct. Yeah, we filmed back in January 27th, so just a few months ago. I'm glad you could tune in. Since airing, it has been a pretty wild ride. All good things, but you know, that was an obvious good way to get the word out about our product and our story. And so it's been a busy time since then, with orders and people writing in, and a lot's been happening since. But all good things.
Well, tell us a little bit about your personal story, Jackson, because it hasn't always been, you know, and it never is for anyone, but as an entrepreneur, you've faced some challenges, but you even had a busted eardrum at one point, which kind of led to some of this, but give your story to us.
Yeah, so I had, I was a frequent concert goer myself, and spent a lot of time around live music, and about 2.5 years ago, I ended up rupturing my eardrum due to loud sound at a concert. And I had gone to, thankfully it was not irreversible damage, it was acute damage, but I'd gone to a doctor and he had said, you know, you should really be wearing ear protection at a concert. And I had never thought to do so, even though it seems obvious. So I grabbed a pair of foam earplugs and I put them in. And I went to my next concert, and it muffled all the sound. Everything sounded distorted, and I sat there thinking to myself, "Hey, this doesn't seem right. These foam earplugs aren't designed for music. They're designed for, you know, people mowing their lawns and using machinery and things like that." So I started to do some research and look into different options for hearing protection and really that something that worked with sound clarity, and that's really what the catalyst to Vibes was and what the product is today, and really trying to find a way to enjoy sound and music at a lower decibel, but still keep that clarity.
Hey everybody, it's Paul, and it's time for a quick break. Why? I've got something to tell you about a very exciting new podcast with a wonderful, inspired title. Moonshot. Moonshot is for all of you who have or are captivated by seemingly impossible ideas and the crazy people that believe that they can make them happen. This show is free on Google Play and iTunes, etc., everywhere else, and it's from Christopher Lawson and Andrew Moon. Google these guys and you will learn why Moonshot is a great show from two very talented people. But Moonshot is more than Chris and Andrew, and Moonshot is more than just about ideas. Moonshot has all that, but here's why to check it out. Moonshot is about storytelling the big stories, like space travel, entrepreneurship, artificial intelligence, and much more, offering insights, drawing conclusions using critical thinking, and actually teaching us something useful. I love to learn about the behind-the-scenes headline stories and the whys and the hows. So I know that the audience of the Not Old Better Show will love this too. You guys all know my love of music, and you gotta check out the Moonshot theme music. It's by Breakmaster Cylinder, who's known for his Music on the Reply All podcast. I think what you'll enjoy too is that Chris and Andrew's voices are excellent, and the audio quality is among the best I've heard. So check out Moonshot at moonshot.audio, as well as Apple's podcasts, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and other social channels. Fascinating stories, excellent storytelling, and smart people. A powerful combination. Moonshot Podcast. And we're back with Jackson Mann, CEO of Vibes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the product. And you know, I have to tell you right up front, I used the product last. My wife and I went to see Hall & Oates and Tears for Fears last night in D.C. And we used the product. I bought, after watching Shark Tank, I bought the product online. In no way is this a paid deal between you and I. I am a real user. And I have to tell you, I'm a longtime concert goer, and I love live music too, and my wife does as well. And these things really work. You don't miss any of the highs, the lows. It's still very clear. It's just it's hard to explain it, but you'll do a better job of doing that. But tell us about the product, the benefits. What kind of reduction of decibel level is it? But this thing worked. These things really work.
Sure, I'm glad you could use them. I'm glad you got a shot.
So. I loved a shot. Yeah.
And glad to hear you liked them. So thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Vibes, what they're really trying to do is they're lowering the decibels equally from bass to treble. So a foam earplug doesn't do that, and it distorts and blocks sound. So the example that I usually give to people is if you're sitting in a room and there's a room next door and it has music playing in it, oftentimes all you'll hear is the thumping of the bass. That's because it's blocking the high frequencies and not allowing you to hear the crispness of the sound and the speech and a lot of the treble coming through. What Vibes are doing is they're lowering the decibels equally from bass to treble so you can hear everything clearly just at a lower volume. And we're doing that through a unique sound tube and filter, and actually the goal is that we're mimicking the inner ear canal so that music is still being filtered the same way that your ear is hearing it. So in short, it is basically a volume knob on your world without distorting the sound. So it still allows you to hear music clearly and speech clearly without the distortions or muffled underwater feelings or sound you get from a typical foam earplug.
And these concerts can just get noisy. I took the ear pieces out at one point and listened for a minute, and I you know, I'm old, you know, so I'm probably frail. But the truth is that hearing loss is a huge issue, and it's a big issue, you know, for older adults as well as children. And I what I really liked about your website and the material that I looked into, you know, in addition to the product, what I really liked is your focus on this idea that it's not just eliminating this noise or noise damage. It's about really good hearing. And, you know, making sure to actually, you know, hear what's going on around us, not just block noise.
Yeah, exactly. And to your point, every noise damage from sound can come at any age. Some of our biggest fans are people who are a bit older, and that's usually because mm-hmm. either they're more health conscious or they've seen the effects of damaging decibels throughout their life from different experiences. But it really is, in a lot of ways, a world health issue. And so the World Health Organization recently came out with a study that was stating that 440 million people worldwide are at risk of hearing loss due to loud sound. And most of that comes from either their everyday lives or entertainment events and various aspects that's damaging their hearing. And so what we're really trying to do is find a way to preserve preserve that hearing and protect people and allow for them not to diminish their experiences. And that damage can come a lot quicker than people think. So 85 decibels is about the threshold in which you start to get hearing damage. And so 85 decibels at 8 hours of listening is the safe level, but that time's cut in half every 3 decibels that goes up. So you're really only in a range of about 15 minutes at a loud rock concert above 100 decibels before you start to be doing damage. And it's one of those things people don't always think about first. So I like to relate it often to, you know, sunscreen or glasses and other protective things we use in our lives. And a sunburn is a pretty obvious and quick reflection of the damage being done. But with sound, people don't always recognize it right away. So the thing we like to remind people of is, in the simplest way, every time your ears ring, it's irreversible hearing damage. Which can't be corrected. So in 2017, there's a lot of loud sound taking place than there used to be in a lot of ways. So
good point. I think that's really true. I mean, some of these loud sounds come from kind of the rhetoric that's everywhere, but noisy restaurants certainly are a culprit. You know, uncovered hard surfaces. I know when I go into restaurants, and I hear this complaint that you know, grandparents and grandkids, they want to be able to have a conversation and not just get drowned out because of the din of the, you know, kind of the wonderful restaurant where they're eating, but vibes actually could work in a lot of other settings. Not, you don't just have to be at a concert for vibes to be effective and to be useful.
True. So people use them, and we get emails every day of people telling us the different uses that they're finding for vibes, and we love receiving those. And it's a wide variety. So from everything, as you said, to maybe just they're getting on the subway throughout the day, or they're in a loud restaurant or loud place. Movie theaters is somewhere people are using them quite often. We have a lot of people whose spouses, maybe one of them already has hearing damage and they like the TV up, you know, to 100, and the other person might not have hearing damage, and so that's much too loud for them. So it can kind of balance out the two worlds. People with different sensory disorders and sensitivity to sound and tinnitus are using them just for their everyday lives. So there's a lot of uses just to kind of take that world down a bit. Even people in some offices tell us that they're using them, and they say, "Hey, I kind of work in an open workspace, and you know what? It gets tiring to be in that sound."
So let's go back to Shark Tank for just a second and kind of talk a little bit about distribution. One of the issues came up. I think it was Chris Sacca that said, well, distribution is something that I just, you know, I can't, I mean, I'm paraphrasing here and maybe I'm being a little snarky, but it was almost like, well, I can't think ahead, you know, and I need to, and if I don't have them with me, then I'm not going to use them. And so how are you going to, even though I don't think that's so, you know, such a good way to think about this product, because it is like sunscreen. You do need to plan ahead a little bit when you go to these places. But where are people going to be able to find these? In addition to the website, are you going to be able to sell them in concert venues or movie theaters or places where loud noise occurs?
Yeah, that question threw me off a bit too, I think. He wasn't thinking as outside of the box as I would have liked. we're selling outside of our website and on Amazon. We're also for sale in different music venues and concert arenas, as well as music festivals. And on the music side as well, we're looking to get we're building into different ticketing pages. So when you're going to purchase your ticket, you can also purchase a pair of vibes, and that's a really good way for people to be thinking ahead and receive them in advance when they're getting their concert tickets. And hopefully available also in places like airports and maybe some other convenience locations, which are still on their way.
we'll put some links up to where our audience can kind of find those, including the website and Amazon and others, and we'll definitely be on the lookout for them. Jackson, man, it really just is a pleasure to talk to you. I know you are super busy with all this stuff. I have just one final question, and I want to start by just commending you for your emphasis on not just this idea of hearing protection, but on improving overall hearing health, because it is a big issue for the 55 plus generation as well as children. I mean, if we can't hear sirens, smoke alarms, warning shouts, if we can't hear those things, we're not going to be safe necessarily. You're a big contributor to the Hear the World Foundation. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing with the Hear the World Foundation.
Sure. So we have a partnership with Hear the World Foundation. So each pair of Vibes that are purchased give back to provide somebody else with either hearing aids, surgery, or education. And so that really is part of our bigger mission to make the world hear better on the entire spectrum. So we really see it as this virtuous cycle: protect your own hearing and be able to give somebody else the power to hear. So we're working on different projects with them, and we're going to have a specific Vibes project coming this year, likely in Peru, where we're sponsoring a community to provide them with different services and hearing aids. And we're really trying to help people on both sides of the spectrum and protect our hearing here and give somebody else the chance to hear at the same time.
Well, it is a great product. I know from my own personal experience, we used them last, my wife and I used them, and boy, they really work, and they made a very uncomfortable setting. I mean, and you go sometimes for the loud music, but sometimes you don't want it to be uncomfortably loud, and this was excellent. So great job, Jackson Mann, great product. We'll put links up. But thank you so much for joining us today on the Not All Better Show. It's a pleasure talking to you. Good that Shark Tank is doing its job to further companies like yours, and we'll do everything in our power to help you along too. But thank you very much.
Appreciate the time, Paul.
Absolutely. Jackson Mann and Vibes. And tell us the website real quick, Jackson.
Discovervibes.com. You can find us on Amazon as well.
Good. Well, Jackson, man, thank you again. Have a great day, and we'll be following you.
Many thanks, Paul.
Thank you. My thanks today for Jackson Mann, the CEO of Vibes, the high-fidelity earplugs company. I recently used those earplugs when I went to see the concert, Hall & Oates, and it made a world of difference. You guys will have to check this out. I also want to thank our sponsor today for the podcast and let you know that the podcast Moonshot is absolutely worth listening to. So check it out. Thanks very much to Chris and Andrew of Moonshot. Really great job, guys. Enjoy.